Okay, Robose. And where were we up to? We just finished discussing all the beds and other such weird things. And I think we're ready to move on to well, we went a little out of order. We did Gimel and then Vav and Zion. So let's go back to Dalet. Dalet is not super mchush. Says Dalet, Mita, she, I think it's just application of things we already know. I mean, it's not a separate sugya. It's just a case that came up in the Rishonim when they were discussing beds, the Ran, the Rashba, and the Vayu Mishnah. Mita, she was sereges bechavalim, a bed which has straps. Like, you know, some beds, I've actually seen like this nowadays. There are like straps going this way, and then you put something on it, like a mattress on it, etc. So if all you have is the like poles going across, the ropes going across, if there's more than three tefachim between each rope, then it's not lovely. Then there's no roof. So you're not allowed to put a sheet on the bed because then you're creating a roof. Likewise, you can't take off the bottom. Like, there are five sheets you can take off four, but you can't take off the last sheet because then you're destroying an ohel. You're taking away the roof. So the gasasar Allah, you're still sure an ohel. But if there was a pillow or a mattress or any type of sheet or cloth spread on it one tefach wide on Friday, Matalifta, then of course you can add to an oil right. Okay, this is basically the same as Bates with the boat and the cover of the roof on the boat. What the Mishnah Berurah points out here in many places is that this looks like it's just a copy and paste with like take destination format. From Sif Bates, just take whatever said about the roof of a boat. At tent of a boat and put it onto a bed. But of course, this is different because if you don't want the space onto the bed, then it's more mekel, as we saw in Sif Gimel, than an actual roof. And that's what the Shmur says here in a few places. Where are those few places? Number one, in Sif Dalet, he says, of course, this is only true if there are walls under the bed. If there are no walls under the bed, we know that is not a problem since it's not for shelter. And number two, he says in the Bir Halacha, number two, he says in the Bir Halacha that that's only true if you make it in order, right? Like you have, or you do it sort of. All at once. But if you would want, like, you have the bed with the walls, and then you put the top. But if you would hold out the top, and then if someone else put the bed underneath, that would be a Shinui Seder, and that would be Mutter, just like in Se'if Gimel. Basically, what the Mishnah Berurah comes and adds here that's sort of missing from the Shulchan Aruch, because Shulchan Aruch was talking about when there's already no hell, you can add, and when there isn't no, you can't add yet. That's the Mishnah Berurah. But of course, this isn't a really well not meant for shelter. So therefore, you have lots of other coolers. If there's on walls, it's okay. If you do it in the wrong order, it's okay, etc. All right. Sif Hey. Hey already starts to get onto all the big halacha lemaisa, modern being the last couple hundred years, very, very, very serious controversies. Kisei a chair made of, this is a kisei trasmo, right? Most people say kisei trasmo is one word. Not everyone agrees. And it's some sort of kisei of prokin, but it seems to be a folding chair, right? Niftach. When you want to sit on it, you unfold it. And it's like a folding chair, not like our folding chair, more like a director chair kind of thing. It has fabric on it. When you fold it, the fabric stretches out. And you can sit on it. And then when you're done, you fold it up and it all folds up. Totally mutter, even though you are stretching out a roof, it is totally mutter. And why is it Why is it totally mutter? Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, who's basically quoting Rashi. At least I had a discussion with, I forget who it was, maybe Ari Yehuda, about what the word Lituva means. Who was that? Zaki? Okay, so the Novi Huda agrees with Zaki's Havmiya, but he's, the Mishnah Brura is saying, like me. And that's, I think, most Akronim. The Ovid Bekai says the Mishnah Brura of Zion, Mibo Jomo, Sarpoto, Miyashu, Kedei Leishiv, or maybe he's ambiguous, Kedei Leishiv Allah. Because it's already made, unfolding something is not making a tent. Making a tent is putting something on something else. When you just have one piece that you unfold, that's not making anything because it's already there. All you're doing is poshe, umiyashim it. All you're doing is unfolding and settling it. And therefore, he said also, this comes from, not from the Rishonim, from the Magen Avraham. It's also okay to put up the chuppah or to take it down. Apparently, now I must admit, I don't fully understand how the chuppahs worked, but apparently they had some sort of chuppah that was just folded up. You didn't have to make a chuppah. Not like nowadays, usually, like when they make a chuppah, they like put up a frame and then put a cloth on it. Or even in some wedding halls, like they have four poles or something, you put the cloth on it. That's making an olam. But in their days, they had some sort of chuppah, which you just, it was like in the attached to the wall, and you sort of folded it out, and you took out the poles and unfolded it somehow. And therefore, it is totally mutter. Likewise, the shtender, you know how, you might have seen this in some shuls. On the wall, or they have like a shtender that you just unfold it and then put your, you know, the whatever. Here's the wall. There's hinges. I unfold this and then I latch it on and I use it as a stender. So that's fine because it's just unfolding something. The Mishnah Brura, of course, points out that by that stender, it's mother without. You don't need this heck of a stender because it's not meant as a shelter and there's no walls underneath. So it's partially that it's mother. Right? And you're using the space underneath. We have many reasons why. But in any case, but by the, interestingly, but by the chuppah, he says it's mutter because you are just unfolding it. Okay, this is going to be very important in the controversy that rocked the world, you know, about 200 years ago, which was in one word, umbrellas. This is very important. The umbrella controversy, right? Because when you open an umbrella, you're not putting anything on anything. You're just unfolding it, right? So this is going to be one of the big makoros when it comes to umbrellas. You know, let's learn a little more Shulchan Aruch, then we'll come back to this and see if this is really a relevant makor for a relevant. At first glance, it seems like a heter for umbrellas, right? You can, meaning really the fact you can open the shtender doesn't seem relevant to umbrellas. That's not really a shelter. Fact you can open a folding chair doesn't seem so relevant to umbrellas. That's not really a shelter. But when they might not broaden the Mishnah Brura saying likewise the chuppah, chuppah is mamash a roof, right? So if you can unfold the chuppah, you should be able to unfold an umbrella, and that will be a big that will be part of the controversy. Okay, the Bir Halacha here has a discussion. It's also part of the controversy. There's two big Bir Halachas. The second one is about some beds they had in the old days. I haven't seen them so much anymore, like beds that fold out of the wall. He had some beds. What? Murphy beds. Yes, Murphy beds. But I've never seen a Murphy bed. If I tried to look for one, Murphy's Law would tell us that someone would have reviewed it just before I showed up. But there's these beds that fall out of the wall, and the Mishnah Brura says, obviously, what's the problem? You know, it's not an ohel at all, and it's just unfolding. And in the end, he discusses maybe there's some chash of tirpa going on. We're not exactly sure what kind of beds he meant, but certainly any folding beds that fold out of the wall that we would have are made to fold and unfold very easily and would not be us from shum tirpa or ohel or anything else, and would be perfectly okay. In the first one, there's a prima gaddim, which we will come back to when we discuss umbrellas. But that's in the Mishnah Brura said, you're allowed to unfold the Murphy bed. And then he's a long discussion of the Bir Halacha. Okay, let's go on. And then we'll come back to umbrellas in a little bit. Vav, we already learned. Zion, we already learned. Chest, and Yod and Yod Aleph. our one sort of unit about this strange sugya. I mean, really, the Kofa Makas has a lot of these sugyas. Has the hat, and if you didn't get to yet, and has the kila, and has the palace, and has the kisei traskal, and has everything here. But certainly, Ches, Tes, Yud, and Yud Aleph are all about the kilas chasanim and the talis tfula, which are two separate lines in the Gemara, but the big controversy is going to be about what the relationship between those two cases is. So let's start with Ches. There's something weird called a kilas chasanim. How weird it is really depends on your kirsa. On the simple shot level, there was a regular kila and a kilas chasanim. Don't ask me why the chasanim had unless you say like Rashi, the chasanim had a different kila than anyone else. There's no accounting for style. What was the difference between a regular kila and a kilas chasanim? Regular kila, no one really thought of discussing that it should be mutter to make on Shabbos. The kilas chasanim, all of a sudden, is mutter in some cases. What is a regular kila? First of all, it's a kila. Canopy bed, remember like from old-fashioned movies, there are canopy beds. How many poles held up a regular kila?
Four.
Right, and it was a flat roof. What was unique about a kilas chasanim? How many poles held it up? Two. And that way it's like the talus kfula. I mean, not exactly, but similar in shape. It was two, and it came down as a triangle. Instead of the canopy bed being like canopy beds in the movies, like a rectangular solid, a box, it was a triangle because there were two poles and it went down like this. And all of a sudden you look at it and you say, hey, that doesn't have a roof. It only has two diagonal sides. If it doesn't have a roof, maybe it's not an ohel. So the Gemara says, for sure, everyone's gear has that. The Gemara says that, what? First of all, I mean,
the classic tent, like that.
Okay, I can't argue with you if you say no tents have a roof, because I'll tell you what I mean. There's all these Bedouin tents and they all have roofs. No, those aren't really tents. That's a classic true Scotsman fallacy. But I don't know whether most tents in the old days had roofs or didn't have roofs. One thing I will tell you is that the exact architectural description of a tent is only found about one tent in the Torah. What's that? Avram, it doesn't say how it was built. The Mishkan. Mishkan is an ohel. The ohel moed. And it had a roof. Right? It was not a triangle. Okay, so I don't know how, again, I don't know how most tents looked in any given historical period, and that's not the issue now. The issue is it's clear that if there's no roof, it's not considered a tent for Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore the Gemara says that, Kilos Chag is mutter, right? I know that mutter is not what it said in Zechess, but I'm starting with the Gemara. If it doesn't have a roof, what does it mean it doesn't have a roof? First, it doesn't have a tefach roof on top of the triangle, right? For example, if it was a triangle, except for here, and this was at least one tefach, then that would be also because it has a roof and walls. So here the walls are slanted. That's possible. Or there's a rule of Lovat, right? And I know I went a little too far in saying earlier that we don't say Lovat Lachumra. If you don't say Lovat Lachumra, then if you put strings, it makes it into a roof in Lovat Lachumra. But we do say Lovat Lachumra. If you have a building, then we measure it to Lovat. What if you would have a pure triangle? But through Lovat, the top three tefachim is as if it's flat. So therefore, you would measure over here. And if that was one tefach, then it's as if it's flat through Lovat. Because if you love it, as if you squish down the first three bottom, and therefore that would be us. That's what Nora says in all of yourselves, right? Yes? No, if there's, I'm not very interested. If there's three, you go down three tefachim from the top, and then you measure across between the two walls.
But it's not a big
Are we saying it's as if it's the wind trying on top? Or are we saying...
No, we're saying that halachically, let's say this would be a top. Then it's as if it was squash, 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 as if it would look like that. Because Lovud, this top we talk in it, is as if it's all squished down in one place.
I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah. Anyway, so these two things would be Oster. When the Kilos Kasana be Mutter, meaning one thing's very clear, Kilos Kasana is not Mutter, Stam, just because it's a triangle. If it has a little roof, that's Pasha, it's Oster. That's no Kiddush. Kiddush is, even if it doesn't have a little roof, but if you love it, it has a little roof, it's Oster. So in order for Kilos Kasana to be Mutter, it would have to have a very acute angle, right? It would have to have a very sharp angle on top because, you know, someone could tell me what angle would get me three tefachim down and one tefach across. I don't remember offhand. We need to do a spine of something. Whatever it is, you can imagine three down to one across. It needs to be a pretty narrow beam, right? I mean, doesn't matter.
It means it's at least one.
Correct. At least one. I mean, it needs to be pretty narrow. As it gets wider, it's even worse. So it needs to be pretty narrow. Kilos Chasana, meaning not your typical Kilos Chasana. Now, there's another machlokas in Girsa. There are three or four requirements for this Kilos Chasana to be Motor.
I know it's Motor. It's the best of the Motor. But I'm being Motor. What's the requirement?
This is one requirement. One requirement is that roof less than a tefach or no roof at all. Two is the width. Three tefachim down from top is less than a tefach. That's the second requirement. The third requirement is not found in the Rambam and the Rif, but is found in Rashi. I looked around. Maybe Zachary found one of the Achronim who said, maybe we say there's no machlokas between the Rif and Rambam, Rashi and Rash. The Rif and Rambam are talking about if you don't have this a dear yourself, which allow very wide, and Rashi and Rashi for a dear yourself. Anyway, you'll tell me if you find somebody says it. What the third requirement of the Rambam and Rif don't have is that, hold on a second, there's no roof here. Why can't you just say that each side is a roof? After all, if I put a diagonal roof, that's not a roof. I mean, think about it, reductio ad absurdum, right? I wanted to shelter you. So I get this giant, you know, wall of a spaceship, and I put it on top of you, and its diagonal is this angle, but it goes all the way from here, all the way from there. That's a roof, you know, diagonal, right? So, as our Girsa, in our printed Gemaras, but the Rambam didn't have it, here's like the middle. Each of these has to be less than a tefach. Because if one side is a tefach, then that side is considered a roof. Meaning the whole thing has to be less than two tefachim wide. That is what it says.
Doesn't say that very much. Wasn't there March? Didn't someone discover Shabbos yet?
That is what it says on the Kuplam and Tess. In our Gemara, it says, Lo Omer El Shein Degar Getefach, number one. Lo Omer El Shein Degar Getefach, number two. And Lo Omer El Shein Beshipu Atefach. And then there's this little aleph in brackets. And that little aleph in brackets, that goes Agra, who says on the side, Tevas Elu Mechukos. The next of the scene of a Rambam Logarsla, the comes out of his Gemara and said the Rambam didn't have this. Okay, there's also very told us. Right? Meaning this book in the Shikot. This is only Yerusas Rashi below Yerusas Rambam. The Rambam didn't have this, the Rif didn't have this, but Rashi did. Says each of these have to be, right? You should make it the mutter way, right? To make it mutter, this has to be less than a tefach. This has to be less
then a tefach, and each of these have to be less than a tefach, right? Because otherwise, one side becomes a roof. Like if the whole thing is 1.9 tefachim wide, and each side is 0.9 tefachim, and you don't have this and you don't have that, then there's no roof. But if one side is a tefach, then it's a roof, meaning condition number three is that neither side is a tefach wide or longer, which is why Rashi now has the nidchak. Already this is a weird case, which you're unlikely to ever have, although the implications of it will be many. But for Rashi, hold on a second, the whole Kilas Kasanim has to be less than two tefachim wide. No one's sleeping in there. Right? No chasen, no kala is less than two tefachim wide. So since Rashi now has to be nidchak, although he comes up with a nice, why is a kilos chasan? It's not a cure for sleeping in. This is just a good luck charm for chasan when they start their marriage. They have this good luck charm. Why is this a good luck charm? It's a cultural little thing. For the Rambam, he didn't have this condition. It's just a very uncommonly shaped kilo with a very narrow angle. But you could sleep in it, right? If the ceiling is high enough, then it can have a narrow angle, but come down and come down and come down and end up being an amo at the bottom, or two amos wide at the bottom, right? For Rashi, it has to be narrow at the bottom too. At the top, three from the top has to be narrower than one tefach, and the bottom narrower than two tefach. But so Rashi, it's a good luck charm. It's not, right? It says Rashi someplace here. The kilos chasanim eina asuya mishan tachteha. You don't sleep under it. It doesn't say it's a good one. Obviously, it's a good one. It's decoration. Okay, that's Rashi. There's a fourth condition, which there also seem to be slightly different yourselves about, which is what the fourth condition. Everyone has this condition, although there seem to be slightly different yourselves. Well, Amrel will not be for your tapa. Will not be for your tapa. Oser. This is only mutter if it doesn't have walls that go down the tefach. Meaning, let's say it would otherwise be mutter. But then at a certain point, it turns and goes downwards. Right? Why would it turn downwards? Maybe because it hit the bed and then turns and goes down. That's on here. So under the bed, it goes down the tefach. Or maybe for some other reason, maybe it hits, you know, the four sticks sticking up in the bed that were up in there, right? Anyway, if it goes down the tefach, that's a slightly different yirsa. Rashi's yirsa has that here's the bed, and it goes down the tefach under the bed. The Rambam seems to have assumed here's the bed, and it goes down the tefach above the bed, so there must be sticks somewhere. But I don't think it really matters. The point is that over here has to be less than a tefach wide. Because if there's a tefach high walls there, then you consider this whole thing a roof. And that makes a lot of sense. If they're separate walls, of course that's a roof. Right? And then one piece of this one, right? Meaning it cannot, change direction. Change direction and go straight down a tefach. If it changes direction, it goes straight down half tefach, that's fine. Half tefach is nothing, so it doesn't exist. But it goes down a tefach, then those are walls. If those are walls, by process of elimination, everything else is a group. And then it's a problem. Okay, these are the four conditions. Again, interestingly, if you don't have the third condition, like Rama and Rita, it can be a real kibla. It's not the case, not that most people have, but it could be a real kibla that people would sleep in. According to Rashi, who is condition three, as Rashi says, it's not for sleeping. It's just the luck charm, decoration, who knows what it's for. Okay, now let us go to the Rambam. And the Rambam says something a little strange. What's the Yisod? The Yisod is very clear. All of these conditions are merely trying to create a situation where halachically there's no tefach roof. Right? You need this, there'll be no tefach roof. Kipshuto, this to love it, there's no tefach roof. This, because walls turn aslant from walls into a roof and create a tefach roof. And this, because the Rashi thinks each side counts as a roof of the Tefach roof, although the Rambam denies.
Meaning, what's my focus?
For the Rambam, it's only a roof if there's separate walls and a roof. Here, there's separate walls and a roof. Here, through love, there's separate walls and a roof. Here, there's separate walls and a roof. Here, there's no separate walls and a roof. No problem. For Rashi, as an additional finish, even if there's no separate walls and a roof, each side can count as roof. And therefore, each side of the tefach is a problem.
No, oh, slanted.
Even though there's a slanted roof, there are slanted roofs. Okay, now, let's read the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says something which surprises us a little, because that's not what it says directly in the Gemara. Kol ohel meshupash ein begago tefach. Any slanted ohel, that doesn't have a tefach in the gag, v'lova pachot mi shlosha samach legro tefach, and it doesn't even have a tefach within three tefachim at the top, meaning it takes 3.1 tefachim to get a tefach wide. Harayze ohel arai, that's called an ohel arai. The ha'oso so chachil b'shabbos potter, and if you make it on Shabbos, you're potter. Potter, of course, meaning aser midrabana. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out here. If you look in Sif Katan, before we get to Sif Katan Lamed Beis, in Sif Katan, Lamed, okay, let's leave it for later. What's the tricky part here is that he says it's only midrabanan. So there are two strange things. Number one, the Gemara says it's mutter lechaskiva. Says the Gemara, kilat chasanim mutter lentosa umutter leporka. The Gemara never says kilas chasanim is usher midrabanan. Now there is a Gemara that says there are some kinds of kila that were usher. Doesn't say what kind. So the Rambam assumed that, you know, this kind of kila that's very similar to the script of kilas chasanim would be aser. So number one, the Rambam is a kiddush here. And this is the fundamental machlosi, the Rambam Rif on one side and Rashi and Rush on the other side. What do I mean by this? Being a kilas chasanim without a gag tefach, that be motu? Or that also be our bottom? Rashi and Rush says motu, not the Gemara says. The Rambam, let me take it back. Kilas chasanim is for sure mutter, the Gemara says. Why is kilas chasanim mutter? The Gemara has three or four conditions to make sure it doesn't have a gag tefach. Said, we're going to read this. But kilas chasanim mutter. Why? One, Derek is Rashi and the Rosh, and I know that there are many who question whether Rashi one what he is and Rambam one what he is. First, let's give the conventional wisdom of Fixiyoti, Krishna Brura, the Rashi and the Rosh say, because there's no Gag Tefach, which is Chan and Mara. The Rambam and the Rif say, no, there's no Gag Tefach that only brings us to an Isidra Rabbanan. So why is Kilos Hasan and Mutter? Shouldn't it be Isidra Rabbanan? So if you go to Yud Aleph, another.
Say.
What? The Gemara said the word Mutter. Right? So he just reads Kapshuto. If you skip to Yud Aleph, says the Rambam. Again, this is a quote of the Rambam. If you look in the Baragola, you should say Rambam. Kilas Kasanim. She'ein begaga tefach. Lo pachim shlosha samach legaga rucho tefach. Holshi mitukenes lekach. Since it was already prepared in advance, you didn't take a heap and make this kind of kila. A kilos chasanim was already, it was a kit. It was prepared in advance. Ah, that makes it more kal. It's not like buildings. It was already set aside in advance. And therefore, mutl and tosa mutl for ka, but who shall take shalesh es mealamita tapak its mutter, says it be Rambam. The Rif doesn't say slush. I don't mean everyone says this. But the Rif starts like the Rambam, Isra Rabbanan, because two factors. There's no Gag Tefach, and mitukenes lekach meesmo. Right, and it was prepared in advance. Basically, here's the basic machlokas for Rashi and the Rosh. No guy tefach hetergon. For the Rambam and the Rif, no guy tefach comes down to Drabana. Once it's Drabana, if you pull up the fact that it's prepared, it makes it butter. Right? And some people are always going to do the taka halom, where maybe you have to prepare in advance for some days, etc.
One or two details we have to fill in. How about these four requirements?
Yeah?
I think it's ready. You did unfold it?
No, it's not attached at all, Lakora. It just means you're not taking fabric and making a new one. You already have a kit for all the pieces of it, which is set aside to use for Gila Katami. You're putting it on.
It's not all of it.
Why does that make it more important? It's only an older abundant. If you're already prepared in advance, it seems more temporary and not, and it seems like something you put up and down all the time. So it's mutter. Now, first of all, what are these four conditions? The Rambam only listed two conditions in Sifres, but in Sifyud Aleph, if we want to know what's mutter, we add the fourth condition, right? Which all the Rambam had, 1, 2, and 4. It also can't be mishuleshesh, meaning hanging down. Above the bed, a tefach. Remember, Rashi had below the bed a tefach, and Rambam had above the bed a tefach. With Ora, it doesn't make a difference. Or it's just different examples, but it's the same halakhic principle. How about the third condition? Do we require the third condition in order to be matir kilos tzadik? The Rambam doesn't. How about us? If you look for a second, where is this?
Lesh is the second.
Mishulesh is number four. Is number four. One second. For the number three.
Where's 1 and 2?
1 and 2 are in the Mechaber. Kes and Yud Aleph. 4 is in the Mechaber. Four is in the Mechaber. Yud Aleph.
Yud Aleph. 5 is 1 and 3 also.
It doesn't say 3. The Mechaber never says 3 because it's not in the Mechaber.
Yud Aleph requires 1 and 2.
Yeah, Vada. It's very mefurish, right?
That's only
in the tennis. No, you don't have to do it in the tennis. Hold me, you need to tennis. Someplace, the Mr. Brewer brought down number 3. But maybe I'm wrong. Does he ever quote number 3? Maybe he doesn't. Okay. Bible, you see the Mishmar quoting number 3 like Rashi?
He uses the word shifua in mem base. That could be referenced to the last one.
Yeah, no, that's number four. That if it goes down a tefach and shipua, okay.
I don't know. I didn't see like any other.
Okay. Okay. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch we only found bring down one, two, and four, like the Girsa of the Rambam. Now, the Gemara says also there's something called Talis Tula. What is this Talis Tula? So let's go to Yud. Talis Tula, a folded up talis. What's a folded up talis? It's very similar to the Kilos Chasanim. You have a pole or a rope going from one wall to the other, one tree to the other, whatever. Right? Don't people do this sometimes? They put a rope between two trees and then talis. I don't mean what we use in shul. They put a sheet over it and it hangs down and they sleep under it. So talis tula, shaya lof chuten, that has strings, shaya tluya behemir of Shabbos, that it's attached with from Friday. Motel and tosum were to the fork of Athena Parvokes. You can stretch it out and fold it up, spread it out and fold it up. And likewise a parochas. Okay, before we get to. Likewise a parochas. That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says that couple of best. Says talus kfula, lo yasev yasa potter losser, asum yarbanan, aya karka le put on shikha, motel and tosa lukas pila. But if it had a string, it put on shikha or types of strings, then it's motel lukas pila. So it's also yarbanan, but a string makes it motel lukas pila. What does it mean by a string? What's the string doing? So it's a bit of a focus. The machaber quotes the Dark Makotis watching the Rambam, who says that it means it was tied with a string, it wasn't just dumped on a pole. It was tied and attached. When it's tied and attached, that makes it more like something meant to be open and closed all the time. But that's not what the Mishnah Berurah assumes. The Mishnah Berurah assumes, like Rashi, that what's the point of the string? What's the role of the string? Anyone? What does Mishnah Berurah assume the role of the string is? Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, good, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He says, Hayibachutin Tluyin Sha'al Yodan Poshtan Mikzo Seha. There are strings which you can pull the strings to spread it out. It wasn't just a cloth. It was a cloth with strings attached. You could easily pull the strings and open it and close it. And what is the point of strings to open and close it? That shows it's meant for opening and closing all the time because you're not like building a tent. It's just string. It has a string. It's meant to open and close all the time. It already has a string to open and close it. It's like a hand of some sort. So if it already has a string, then that makes it mutter. The string, it's asr, asr-rabana. Or why is this asr-rabana? It's not a permanent tent. It's just a okay. But the string makes it mutter. Now, okay. We should have brought in a lot of equipment here. So let's review this talis tula. I don't know how to draw 3D. Okay, let's. I'm really bad at drawing 3D. Okay. The here's the string. And the talus goes. And then over. Okay, that's really bad. But you see what I mean. And what it is this is this long string or pole. Right? And it's all bunched up over here. You can spread it out so that it creates a nice tent, or squish it back so that it's squished on the side. And the assumption is not even open the tap. How do we open the tap? Your Mosef, Alol, Arai, the Shabbos. That would be okay. It's clearly a rock. People do this for one day, for one night. Right? It's very squished, not even the tap. Right? So Now, where is the string? Is the machlokis. The machaber quotes Lashon the Rambam and says, where's the string? The string is tying this onto like some big wall or something there. The string is basically keeping you from taking off the sheet. It fixes the sheet in place. After the sheet is fixed in place, that means more like a doorman to be open and closed all the time, not like something meant to be built and unbuilt. And that makes it more of a, that's the Rambam and the Matar. We don't pass it like that. I don't know what Rav Avadya says. The Mishabura pass them like Rashi. Where's the string? This is the Rambam string. Where's Rashi's string? Rashi's string is not like that. Rashi's string is probably, and here I'm guessing a little, there's like maybe some little hook and there's some string and you pull it. There's some string attached to the bottom of it that you pull and you spread it out. Probably should be more on top. This probably wouldn't work. The really cool physics stuff would work here. Right? Where's the string? The string is something like this, and then you pull it. It has some nice string attached to it, so you can easily pull it open, like a lot of parochets, not the ones you go like this. You know, some parochets, there's just like a stick, and you use it to, I don't know. Maybe they don't have some stuff. It doesn't matter. Anyway, it's just a string to use to close and open. I have in my house, if you ever come to my house, there's like a little, like when you walk in, you go past the like bookcases with the glass doors, and on the left, there's like a bathroom and the mamad, which is a guest bedroom. And like if the guests want privacy, they have their like guest bedroom, their bathroom, and then there's a doorway to the rest of the house without a door. There's a curtain there with a little rod. You take the rod and you pull the curtain closed and you pull it open. And that's the kind of string, but it was string, a rod that Rashi meant. And that's the Mishnah Berurah is describing, a string you use to open and close it. The same idea. If you have a string to use and open and close it, that makes it more like a door that's constantly opening and closing. How could it be building? You have a string to open and close it constantly. You're not building and demolishing. You're closing doors. As opposed to if you don't have a string, you're like creating a tent and destroying the tent. But a string shows that it's just meant to be constantly open and closed. That's the top of the string. Now, here you have the big machlokas. Here you have the big machlokas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham, based on the Rambam, says, hold on a second. What did the Gemara say? A talis kula is only drabanan, and therefore with this string it's mutter. Why is a talis kula only drabanan? The Rambam already told us about Achilles Kasanim. It's only drabanan because it doesn't have a gag tefa. Whatever doesn't have a gag tefa is only drabanan, and then a string is mutter. And that is what the Mishnah Berurah here quotes in the Magen Avraham. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on Zion. He says, "A talis foolish and no style of mode on also make snake solemn, Shnei Rossi a kefel, which lost him, Magil or earth, and Nichmas being snake to seven, just in the Achava." Right? That there's a pole, it's draped over the pole to make a little triangle, and you sleep under it to get shade from the sun, meaning it's a real shelter. And when it was all folded up and bunched up on Erev Shabbos, there were strings, another post which was out that you could use to pull it straight to open it up. The Shabbos, I'll call it a boat to the whole length of the pole. Then it is mutter. A tam came in on the yechut and kalamoshchav. And since it's very easy to pull it with the strings, have a kilo is a talis kusik martev nerev shabbos. Our remote goes it. Okay, so he says, you know what? Since it's very easy to pull the strings, it's already open, and you're just being most of all right. After all, if it was a stretch out of tefach, you could stretch it out more. Most of all right. So if it's very easy to open and close, it's as if it's already open, and you're just adding to an all right. You're not creating an all right. Bishori canabas and pain. Cosmog and Abraham, the Mayri Shaachar Pisasa, Loya, the Gova Lamala, Roch of Tefah, the Gamlo Pacham, Shalosh, some of the Gaga, Roch of Tefah, the Gaga Lamala, Roch of Tefah, Gamlo Pacham, Shalosh, some of the Gaga, Roch of Tefah, the Yish, Roch of Tefah, Kabaleko, the Blue Lomani, who did, says, what's the Hector? The Gemara says, it's also the Gerbada, and I'll add the word therefore.
pretty shiny tomar. It's also Rabbanan and with fluted its bottom. Sounds like it's also Rabbanan and therefore with fluted its bottom. I don't think anyone understands that. Why is it also Rabbanan? Because it doesn't have guy Tepa. All of a sudden, what happens? The one going of our do based on the riff of the Rambam, he combines the Talis Kula and the Kilas Chasanim. And that's the fundamental machlokes between, again, I'm saying the riff and the Rambam versus Rashi and Rush, even though the Noda Yehuda, with his agenda, tries to turn everyone into the riff and the Rambam, except for one person, and others try to turn everyone into the riff to Rashi and Rush, except for one. But let's start with what's Makoto. There's a fundamental machlokes based on the relation between Talis Kula and Hilas Chasanim. What's the fundamental machlokes? Let's try to put this on the board. Meaning, is Talis Tfula and Kilas Chasanim one heter or two different heter? Says the Magen Avraham here, based on the Rambam and the Rush. Ah, it's an even heter. If you have what it says in Kilas Chasanim, no God can die. And what it says by Talis Tfula brings, then that makes it water. Why? Because the lack of God brings down to the Rabbanan, and then the strings bring it down to the Gavar. Also, why is Kilos Kasan and Mutter? If it has a lack of God Tefach, but it doesn't have strings. Ah, because Mitu Tenet Lekachmi, small substitutes for strings. That's the Tikkun Mi Esmol substitutes for strings. That is all very, a little bit dumb. There is machlokas what the strings doing, but the Achronim seems to assume that that's not connected to the other machlokas. You could say this.
What?
Okay, Rashi said strings to pull it with, like the Mishabura said. To pull it with. The Rambam said what's in the Machaber. What does the Machaber say? Shahaisa tluya behem the Arab Shabbos. There are strings, it's totally on strings. It's totally on strings. And the Magen Avraham says, Shatola osal motam kipal, meaning it was like tied on with strings, which just makes it into more of a door. It doesn't say the strings are for pulling it. It says the strings are for hanging it. That seems to be very different. Okay, let's just pause it for a second. What's the relation? How do we put together a Kilas Chasanim plus the Talis Kula? And here we have two very different drachim. One we'll call Rashi and the Rush. And two, we'll call the Rif and the Rambam. What is the Machlokes? Says Rashi and the Rosh. Oh, there's a heter of Ein Gag Tefach, regardless of, without a string. Without a string. And there's a heter of string, even with a God Tefa. They're two separate heterim. There's one heter of Kilos Kasana. It doesn't have a God Tefa, heter God. There's another heter of Talos Kula, which is, if it has strings, heter Gomer. Even if it has a God, strings are heter Gomer. And even if there's no strings, not having a God is heter Gomer. As opposed to what the Magen Avraham says for the Rambam, and that's in the Mishmur Sinshur. It's even called the Das Harim. And the Mishnah Magen Avraham holds like says the Mishnah say that like the Magen Mishnah that the Rambam agrees with the Rif, and that's why he passed in that way. And even the Rashi and the Rif disagree, and the Prima Gadin thinks that the Rambam is not really like the Rif, more like the Rush here, Rashi and the Rush here. Nonetheless, he was mocked here. What's the Magen Avraham? So what did they say? No. There's only one heter of Ein Gag Tefach plus strings. It's only if there's no Gag Tefach and there's strings, it's mutter. Oh, hold on a second. So I see Kilas Chasanim mutter. Kilas Chasanim doesn't have strings. It can be either string or mitu kemes l'kach. That's the Kiddush of the way the Magen Avraham builds this whole sugya based on what's, you know, fairly mukher from the Rif. And what many Achronim assume the Rambam says. That's why in Yud Aleph he has to add Hoel b'shehi mitu kenes l'kach. Why add Hoel b'hu mitu kenes l'kach? Because if it wasn't mitu kenes l'kach, it would be usher. Why? Because just the lack of God kenes l'kach doesn't make it butcher. You need the lack of God Ketach plus another factor. Strings or Mitu Kenes. Like, ah, Kenes, break that marker. Okay, now that's, that, I would not have said that's Pashat Shabbat and Sonia, but that's when you look. That's where you seem to end up with the Rambam and the Riff. Because the Rambam and the Riff say that the lack of the God Tefach only brings down to an Issur Karbana. It's not a heter. Ah, so then you need something else to be the heter, either it's a Tefach, which again, they invent this. So you didn't say that word. Or strings. Now, where does this? Let's just fill in the Machlokas. What do you say about just no? If there's just no Gag Tefach, then Rashi and the Rosh would say Mutter. And the Riff and the Rama would say Potter Aval Usser. Let's add one last thing. What would you say? Here's where the Noda Yehudas going to scare the heebie-jeebies out of Jews for the next 200 odd years. And even a Jew who lived in this country one or two generations ago, who Noah scared the heebie-jeebies out of him. Who's that? Who's not scared of anyone? The Chazon Ish still could not disagree with Noda Yehuda, even though he wasn't willing to even have a habanina that someone else was right just because they were the Gadolador. And nonetheless, he had to agree with Noda Yehuda because he was so stuck by social reality that it was too late to fix the Abba. As we'll read in the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said, you know, he was wrong, he's dead wrong, he's 100% wrong, he's another 100% wrong, but it's too late to fix this. Some mistakes just can't be correct. Okay, I am traumatized. That's not the way he said it. But that's what he said. The fact, mainly, what he says, halachically, there's no way to do his rights, but he has become so accepted that we can't go back and still be from the box. The what if there is a God Tefa? Now, here's the interesting thing. What would be a God Tefa? What would you think if you knew nothing about the Sugya? Hopefully, that is a hypothetical. If you knew nothing about the Sugya, and I asked you, what if you put on some kilo or talis or something and had a God Tefa? Would that be also a rice or a water? Would you probably say, just using your common sense at first glance? Because it is, all right, because it's temporary. You're not building this for a week or for a month or for a year. Right? So, Lakora, this is Potter Aval Usser because it's temporary. However, what comes out of the Riff in the Rambam? Yes, any Ohel that doesn't have a God Tefach and doesn't even have a virtual love of God Tefach is only Drabana. Very, very clear. No two ways about it. One would have a God Tefach. It would be also Doraisa and Kol Kavua. It would be Hesiod. Also Doraisa. I don't have to write the title. It's also Doraisa. Chayav, because it's Kavua. And here, you have something very strange. Now, you might not think it's strange because you already read the Mishnah Berurah. But pretend you didn't read the Mishnah Berurah yet. All of a sudden, what is the Rambam and the Riff saying? They're not talking about getting your hammer and nails and building a hut, right? They're talking about this problem. Somewhere they're talking about spreading a chila. How come if there would be basically it all starts? They say a God Kappa is no rice, there's no God Kappa, you're above, and if you also add strings, it's butter. Both Rashi are said, it's temporary to start with, no one building anything. And if there's no God Kappa, it's butter. So what's the strings doing? That's butter, even though there is a God Kappa. Maybe not coming up. As you can imagine, right? You have umbrellas in the back of your mind, but every single thing on this board is saying something different about it. So, what's Pshat the Riff and the Rambam? How could it be that there's a guy Tefach to Asur D'oraisa? It's obviously a rhyme. So, What is the Mishnah answer? A little bit of
Doka. I don't mean it's his answer. He doesn't invent the answer. In Sifkatan, Lamed Beis, although we discuss it much greater length, in the Bir Halacha, Sifkes, Dirasol, Shein Begago, Ayin Baran, Shekasa, the Bekilu, Shein Begago, Hepha, Kol Kavua, Hapi. Right? That is Kavua, tell us. Ayin Belosha, Rishi, Rishi, Kavua, that it has to be true. It's not a theory. It's pshat, Shekasa, Mekak, etc., Matma, Hawaii, Shir, Tefraya, Kavua. Vitalis, Kulim, Kila, and that's what we've been moving on. And Vitalis, Kulim, and Kila, the same thing. He's a Rishi, Kavua, and Hepha, she called the Rishi, Kavua, 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 it's not just the Ram and the Rift. It's also Rita Kanama. Okay, then he gets into a cycle. What if you would have a God Tefach but a spring? So he's not, some people might say that still, right? So, he says, no, put it down to Rabbana. Because one factor makes it Rabbana, two factors make it look okay, not our Amyan yet. But the what does the Mishnah Berurah say, quoting the quote unquote, Achronim, quoting the quote-unquote Achronim, what did Mishnah Berurah say in the beginning of Sukkot and Lamed Beis? Hainu afilu asa'o lekeva. Even if you put it up permanently, she's kayin kama yomim, that it would last many days. Okay, he doesn't say exactly how many days. It's funny. And both of you won't say exactly how many days consider permanent, how many days is temporary. But let's say you're putting it up, your classic kiva. Usually you put it up at night and take it down. Right? House will open it up when you go for a nap and take it down when you finish your nap. No, this is a weirdo kinta that you're putting it up for a long time. You're leaving this key in place for a long time. Who knows? Maybe there's good luck on the sun. It's leaving in place for a long time. Who knows? Maybe it might symbolize that the sun needs a lot of privacy. So they left it up 24 hours a day. Who knows? So that's what he says. Even if you leave for a long time. Why do you say even if you leave for a long time? Because he has to explain what's shot in the rib. How could there be any havum in the Issa Doraisa? Ah, because you're leaving it up for a long time. Okay, so why? And here we have two pshatim. Says the most achronim say, because kavua, they make an okimta. The okimta is that it is permanent. Permanent, I don't mean forever. For a long time. However, the note of Yehuda has a big picture. Now, hold on. According to what we just said, could an umbrella possibly be an extra daraisa, according to Mishnah Berurah? I mean, the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah is not so that even if you leave it up for a long time. But it's pretty clear that the svara is because otherwise, why would it be a shash daraisa? Does anyone leave an umbrella up for a long time, for many days? Yeah. Anything could theoretically happen if you just wanted to purposely do something strange. But no. So about an umbrella is not a shayla d'oraisa. So it's a shayla d'rabbana, right? Said in the Gemara, no. It's a big connection to the rib. Any roof that's a tefach, why, even if it's temporary, is considered permanent, is considered kavua, and is d'oraisa. Yes, but that's the next finish, right? The Noda Yehuda, that's a big finish. He says, must be the unique sheet of a rib, then according to the rib, any gag tefach, even for an hour, is the oraisa. That's a big finish. Whoever heard you do something for an hour, that's the oraisa. Says, we're dying for the rib. A gag tefach is very, very unique. A gag tefach is so questionable that even for an hour, it's the oraisa. And that's where the Noda Yehuda gets to saying, not just umbrellas are usher on Shabbos. He says, if the Noda Yehuda said umbrellas were usher on Shabbos, we would all be using umbrellas on Shabbos. Because most of them said they're mutter on Shabbos. The Noda Yehuda says, it might be usher on Shabbos. Once then, it might be usher on Shabbos. Then it scared everyone off. What's the having of usher on Shabbos? It's clearly only for an hour when you're walking to shul, 15 minutes in the rain. The answer is, because kids shot in the rain. What a tremendous finish. That the note of Yehuda, I'll abbreviate. He says, no, finish. The chiddush is, gag, tefach,
Mani, even if it's temporary, is considered kavua halakhically, equals kavua. And that's where the Nevi Yehuda started to get all his stuff about umbrellas from. He says, even though we all know how long can you leave your umbrella open? It's not shy if you leave your umbrella open for too long. Eventually, you enter to another house, and a lot of people show up there, and there's no place for them all to put their umbrellas open, so you close it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Any God tefach is automatically done. Right, something from his child in the rift, which does not seem to be the mainstream child in the rift in the Ahronim. The other interesting thing in the Ahronim is that if the rift and the Rambam were all talking about a long-term kila, maybe if it was a temporary kila, they would all have been more meaningful. And you would change everything. And that's what we'll discuss in a moment.
Before we get to discussing modern day applications, yeah?
What? It's not clear what a foot would do for the Nevi Yehuda, and no doubt, as Zappi already hinted to us from the Bir Lacha, comparing the talus or kila to an umbrella could make a different one direction than the other direction, as we'll see. What would a foot do? Well, Torah, what a foot would do is that if it's Rabbanan, it would make it mutter. Whether it be a Bir Halacha, that if it's Darais, it would bring it down to the Rabbanan, I'm not sure.
I think he would say if it would do nothing, unlike Bir Halacha.
Yeah, that's what seems to come out of his discussion. Now, let's just mention a few other details. And then we will try to get to modern day applications. I'm just checking if there's any other details I want to mention before the modern day applications. Two points. Number one, the Magen Avraham here, quoting the Mishnah Brura Lamed Tes.
The strings help for a pizza materis or only for a guy. Right, normally Gag and Mechitz Materis are sort of equal. You're not allowed to make a Gag even temporary, you're not allowed to make a Mechitz Materis even temporary. If there's already a Tefach, you can add to a Gag temporarily. If there's already a Tefach, you can add to a Mechitz Materis temporarily. That was the Mara of the first script. If strings are Mater or Gag temporarily, are strings Mater or Mechitz Materis temporarily? Or do we say no, Mechitz Materis is in one way more Kashim than Gag, and since it accomplishes so much, even strings aren't Mater. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lametes, that's a machlokes achronim. He says the Magen Avraham says strings don't work for mechitza materis, and that's why the Maharam Rutenberg didn't just make with strings. And Yesh Mekilim Hazeh, to know who the Yesh Mekilim is, you have to look in Shartziyim, but Josephus Shabbos is Mekel, so he's not totally machria here. Magen Avraham says strings don't help for mechitza materis. And the Tosefta Shabbos that is strings do help for a Mechitza Materis.
I think it's accepted by the modern poskim to be machmir like the Magen Avraham, not use strings for Mechitza Materis. Okay, the other issue, although I think we mentioned this last time, Agav, is the Ran and the Rashi from Beit Yonah, when they talked about how about if
how about in our bed, it's not a kibbutz, you should put a bedspread on the bed, but it also hangs down the sides. And it hangs down the pepper. What if instead of this, I have, here's your bed, and I put, here's my bed, right? They're just, it's held up by poles, right? Held up by four poles, but there are no walls, and I put a sheet on the bed that drapes down over the sides to make walls. Is that a problem? Because he moves down a tefach. They say a bop or not. It's only a problem if he goes down a tefach. So you also have a roof here. Over here, there's no roof. Why? Our beds already have something here. It's not a spring bed. It's a real bed. And therefore, our bed already has a mattress. If you put a blanket on the mattress, it's not adding any roof. It's just the same thing. And therefore, if it hangs down, no problem. Okay, that's logical. We didn't need to mention it. So just before we go on to umbrellas, I'll let you all to take a look. And now let's figure out umbrellas. Let me ask you a question.
If I were to ask you, if you didn't know, if you didn't grow up as an Orthodox Jew, right? You just grew up as a, you know, someone who had, you know, a Shtas and a Beis Yosef and, you know, the Shachar Aruch, the Magid Eretz, you know, the Magid Aruch Tav and all the old parts, right? But you didn't know anything about modern day Jews. What would you say? Can I open an umbrella on Shabbos or not? What would you think? What? Can I open an umbrella on Shabbos or not? What are you tying?
Yeah.
Why?
Sipay.
Sipay, I'm just unfolding something. Right? I'm just unfolding. It's already made. I'm just unfolding it. Right? It's a folding chair. It's already made. I'm unfolding it, right? It seems you're a pretty good hector. Okay, so Sipay, that's a good hector. Okay. Anyone have any other thoughts? It's very alright. Although arai should only make it to Rabbanan. We never heard that all arai is multiple with gamrei. It has a string, as it were. It has a button, like a string. Ah, if it's arai and it has an equivalent of a string, then maybe that's another kind. So far we have two reasons to say it's mutter.
Interesting, the Dodo Yehuda?
No, the Yehuda is very, very thorough. Posted, he starts his tshuva. Actually, he doesn't start, but he adds four reasons to say it's mutter. And then disagrees with them all. Okay, so far you got two of them. Don't they have tents that fold and just pop open? Ah, that's a great question. Have a tents that fold and pop open. Would those be mutter? I believe she dealt with that. Would those be mutter like a folding chair? Right? None of you didn't have those. That's a great question. Right? In the footnote of the Shirshah of the Chasar, it goes on and says, and what if somebody did have something, you just press the button, and all of a sudden it makes your whole house. And you press another button and fold that. Right? That's so crazy. Right? What would be?
Okay.
Or, I mean, he wasn't, because he was saying, like, what if, like, Mamash? No, you have, like, a patch of ground, or, like, you press a button, and up comes a little trapdoor, and out comes all the walls and the roof, and it all clicks into place, and now you have a house. When you're done, you press a button, and it refolds and goes back to the trapdoor, and then, you know, you park. So, all good questions, but we're only also dealing with the other thing. How about a play tent? It doesn't have to be a play tent. Pop-up sukkah, right? Or pop-up tent. How about a pop-up tent? Great question. So says the Noda Behuda in Madura Tinyana. So that's the end of the Noda Behuda. What? It was already open before Shabbos. Forget to open it. I'll open it a little and then I'll open it the rest on Shabbos. Or what if I even just that lechor should be fine. What if I just open it lagamrei before Shabbos? Right? Not so crazy. Meaning, it's a little inconvenient. Let's say I have a big house, and I'm going someplace with a big house. I open it lagamrei before Shabbos, and I go, and then I don't close it either. Then I just put it down, and on my way home, I pick it up. That's the end of the note. And that ties into the bir halacha on Seif Hey, the first bir halacha. Okay, but let's take it one step at a time. Opening umbrella on Shabbos is the more chummer issue. So why might you say it is mutter? What's the mucker to say it's mutter? I'm not saying totally different stars. What are the different makoros to say that it's mutter to open an umbrella on Shabbos? So the note you just says you have four makoros that could be a mucker to prove that it's mutter to open an umbrella on Shabbos. Agav, anyone know who was the main? Again, I mean, I'm not here to judge which achron are greater than any others, but the fame when people talk about the sugya of Yeshiva Shabbat. Who was the main achron to disagree with the Noda Behuda and makar umbrellas on Shabbos? Okay, we'll see. But I'll give you a clue. If you look on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, I lost my place. Yeah, I don't know, some people only have the Shulchan Aruch on the computer. I have the Bish Shulchan Aruch, which is a Tzuras Hadaf.
I don't know if anyone else knows the Daf Shulchan Aruch, but it has some sofer on the side. Anyone else have some sofer on Sifhei? On the side, there's some sofer. Ayin Shulch Sam Sofer or Chaim Simon Ayin Beis. Shav Kasav, List or Dibre Nodi Huda Madura Basra, what we call Madura Tinyana. Simon Lamed Aldvar Ha Parasol. Right? Parasol is another word for an umbrella. Just technically use a parasol if it's protected from the sun, and an umbrella if it's protected from the rain. But in some languages, they use parasol for everything. Shahamon Am Notsum Sob Shabbos. You want to use umbrellas on Shabbos, says the Psalm Silver. Everyone uses umbrellas on Shabbos. As a matter of fact, in the tshuva of the Noda Yehuda, the original tshuva of the Noda Yehuda, how did it start? Aldvar Nesias HaParasol B'Shabbos, V'hu Kli, etc., etc., etc. Umalasu Kazem Mechtam B'Chachem Echel L'Shalo, Lachino Mochev Ibnei Beisho She'yotzen B'Shabbos Im Ha'o'el Al-Rosha. How did it start? That the questioner of the Noda Yehuda sent a letter to another rabbi saying, how come you don't tell your wife and kids not to use an umbrella on Shabbos? And then he wrote, why was totally mocker? And then he wrote, never knew that. I said to him, how come you let your family use umbrellas on Shabbos like the Hamunam? And he wrote back to me because it's mocker, but I think it's us. So what do you think? You're the Gadol Hador. And then the Noda Yehuda paskind, right? It didn't start with, you know, there were some Reformed Jews. One town sent to the road of the other town, you carry umbrellas on Shabbos. He says to his mother, then he wrote, no, it's Aser. And so they can go back forever. Eventually, he said, let's ask the Nebuchadnezzar. That's the Nebuchadnezzar. So someone just said, they don't use umbrellas on Shabbos. Do you know that our Jews use umbrellas on Shabbos? The Chokshon L'chayiv Chattas, the Nebuchadnezzar thinks that Aser don't raise a Chayiv Chattas. And the Sam Sofer had many reasons he disagreed with the Noda Yehuda. What did the Sam Sofer say in the end? Says, you know what? It's still not me to chassidus. Lamai said, it's still not me to chassidus to carry an umbrella on Shabbos. You see the influence of the Noda Yehuda. The Sam Sofer didn't say, let's all start carrying umbrellas to show that it's more. He said, it's me to chassidus. I think it's not needed chassidus. It's a makom lahachmir. So the shonen came the kolapos middle of the yigoyim. He says for sure it's not the god. That come on, if it's really motzer, to at least make like the god. The ain't harsh home so for sure you shouldn't be modest. You shouldn't make a fuck about it. He says, you know what? We admit that. No, the mahadrin maybe shouldn't use umbrellas on Shabbos. The mahadrin can do it on the god. Motzer. They should be not carrying umbrellas. It's really not carrying umbrellas on Shabbos, not to make a fuss about it. It's actually interesting. This could be halachalisa, meaning, you know, how bad is it to carry an umbrella on Shabbos? How much of a fuss could you make about it? So carrying umbrella on Shabbos, but it's not the end of the world. Of course, there's also sociological factors that might come into play nowadays, as we'll see. But interesting, what's the basis of this machlokas? So there are four reasons the Noda Yehuda quotes that the Mechilim, after all, why did the Hamadam carry umbrellas? It must have been some rabbis who mattered. Why did, we don't know the name. We know who asked him the question. Well, I also don't know who he is, Leib HaKohen. But we don't know the other rabbi who he was fighting with, that rabbi, that his family carrying umbrellas on Shabbos. So what were the four reasons why it's not, I don't mean different reasons. I mean, Makoros. To be matter. Number one is Arai plus string. Kutin, right? Number one is Arai plus Kutin. Number two is Kisei Traxel. Traxel. Number three, who's going to be a much stronger hunter, is meant to bring Mishnah Brura. Oh, look at that. You did bring Mishnah Brura. But it's not today. The Ramah and Tafresh Chabad. I mentioned this with things to one of the guys. In Europe, people had really advanced sukkahs in Europe. Don't imagine, like, in Europe, they were all, like, you know, barbarians. They had really advanced sukkahs in Europe, and it was very common to have, like, nowadays, it's like most people don't have this. What if it rains here or something? What did you do growing up if it rained?
You actually had a tarp that extended.
Aha, okay. So when I grew up if it rained, I was a tasha tamana. If it rained, you went inside. And it was a pain because you had to move everything inside and all the food and all the dishes. And if you brought out a nice table, you had to move the table inside, and then you wouldn't bring out the nice table because it would be too hard to move inside for a rain. So what do people do in Europe? A lot of people, they had retractable roof. And you just crank the roof up and down, and when it rains, you just cover your sukkah. It's also very convenient. You can put your sukkah in a house, right? So they all had, I don't know, all, but a lot of people talk about it. It was a very common phenomenon. I actually saw once some old footage from a shtetl in Poland, and you saw, they said, oh, this is the retractable roof for one sukkah.
A
lot of them had a crank. I don't know about all of them. I couldn't see on the footage. Anyway, it says the Ramah in top range, top bottom. Ready? The king motor lasos a sukkah tachas gagos asuyis l'tok l'miskort. You can build a sukkah under a retractable roof. Umotor l'sogram te'egashamim. You can close it when it rains. The locks or the potan and open it when it stops raining. Even on Yontif, and no one thinks that you're doing Yontif Shabbos for this. When it comes to Bona, you know, even though there's funny Tulsa someplace, but you assume Shabbos, you're saying, on Yontif and Shabbos, you can open and close the roof in Yishon Tzirim if it has hinges. Meaning, if the way it works is you put a board on it, then you can't do that on Shabbos and Yontif. But if it's on a hinge and it opens and closes, no problem. Close the roof. Shesogar posetman ve'embazal lomishon stira bin it all yontif velomishon. Okay, then he gets into helchas sukkah pasul. And also, we're not in helchas sukkah now. No problem. Says the Mishnah Berura. Why is there no problem? The havi could pass up and just close the door. What's the problem? It's just a roof door. No problem. Okay. So that's okay. What are we saying here? If it's on a hinge, you could open and close a roof on Shabbos. So the umbrella's on a hinge, right? You're not putting a tarp onto a metal frame. It's on a hinge. So should be heter gomer. By the way, when Shmuel says growing up, they put a tarp on the sukkah. What if the tarp wasn't on the hinge? That was okay because if they put a tarp right on top of the sukkah, that's mutter even if it's not on a hinge because it's mosif. Because you're just adding to the existing stock. The finish of the Ramah is that these were not on top of the stock. The stock was here, but the roof was way up there. So it was mamash a new space. But it's still much because of hinges. So here we have the Ramah. That's top race stuff. I know, I'm not saying it's a different reason, just a different mucker. But why do I think it's important? Because they seem to be the same reason, but if you find an excuse to get out of one, you still have to get out of the other. You can say, that's not the reason for this mucker. It's really something else. What about this mucker, right? If you can say, the traskel is different, for example, because that wasn't meant as a root. That's not going to help the Ramah.
This heter had injured, it's not making it injury. Right?
Yes, exactly. The gag. Al Sirin.
Let's extend to the chuppah.
And we'll get to the chuppah, right? Let's add plus the chuppah, right? Good point. Okay. Now, what? Okay. The fourth makor, all of these are a little similar, is from left field, and we haven't seen it yet. But can anyone just tell me in what way is an umbrella less like a real tent? And what would you say an umbrella is not a classic tent? Nothing with how you open it. Yeah. Or it doesn't stand. Right? A tent, like it stands someplace. The umbrella only works when you hold it. If it only works when you hold it, maybe that makes it not a tent. Right? How can you call it an ohel if you need to hold it? An ohel is something that stands on its own. And what's the marker for that? Something. Haven't yet seen in the Shulchan Aruch, but on the sugya of Siyana of the hat on Daf Kofla Mechesamad Beis, later on in this sugya, you have the hat sugya, Says the says Rashi, a hat, even if it has a brim that sticks out and shades your face and creates a roof, is not an ohel. A hat is not an ohel. Okay, why is a hat not an ohel? The assumption is the Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. We will see that. But Rashi says a hat is not an ohel. Why is a hat not an ohel? The assumption is because it doesn't stand on its own. You need to hold it up. An ohel is only something that stands on its own. Meaning, it can stand on a truck or on a boat, that's fine. But if you need to hold it, it's not an ohel, right? If four guys hold a talus above someone, that's not an ohel, because it you can't call it a structure, because it doesn't stand on its own. If you have an umbrella with like a nice stand that, you know, some stand in the ground and you put it up, that would be one thing. But if you have to hold it, that's not an ohel. So this is like Rashi, Alpi Rashi, is Sugya. I think it's Siyana spelled that way. It's a kind of hat they had, right?
Yeah.
Siyana on the football test in the base. An ohel moksa. The yad ha'adam ain't no ohel, which is a very reasonable common sense possibility, right? Halacha l'maisa, spoiler alert. Most people nowadays are makel to wear hats, even if the hats have baseball cap. Why does a baseball cap have a brim over here? To shelter you from the sun. So that's a roof. So why do people wear baseball caps on Shabbos? Maybe they shouldn't. But because an ohel means something that stands by itself. That's not an ohel. No, it means like it's there and you go into it. That's not an ohel. Okay, so now I understand it's not exactly the same. But these are the four stavim lahakel, that the four reasons the nobody who thinks you can be makel, many folks can think you should be makel. Right? That's what the long beer love and success is about, right? He says, "Al Davar Nasiyas Umbrella."
Yeah, a hat.
Al Davar Nasiyas Umbrella says the third Bir Alacha in Sifches. Rabba Hurzeb Sifrehim, Dirslaves Harabe Beharabe Machmirim, and obviously Harabe Beharabe Makilim, etc. What are you to say? How do you get out of all of these riots? So, what is the Yehuda say about the fact that it has Tzutin? Why isn't that a heter? What is he going to answer? Here, from the Rambam, it's a tefa. After all, the Shulchan Aruch passes like you were from the Rambam. The Magen Avraham passes like you were from the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah passes like you were from the Rambam. It's very nice that some of my books you've shown him. And if you want to have your personal opinion, reading the Gemara, who's right and who's wrong, it's for you to have your personal opinion, you know, in Morning Seder. But okay, I mean, you can even though the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham. So what did the note you to say? He said, the rich and the Raman say, it's sponsored if there's a guy Tepa. Since an umbrella has a guy Tepa, Bosser, nothing to talk about. Right? That's the note of Yehuda. Love it, obviously, or thanks.
That's not against the Mishnah Berurah.
Oh, no, Mishnah Berurah says the heter of strings is only Gag Tefach. That was what I read you from Sukkot and Lamed Zion? From Sukkot and Lamed Zion, I think, right? The Kosmogon Avram, the Majmi, Sha'achar Mishnah, you have the Gag, Olamala Ruchav Tefach. End of Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zion. The head of strings is all chutin is only for a guy tefach, for a guy, not having a guy tefach, right? That's the riff in the Rambam. What does the Sam Sofer say back? The Sam Sofer says, says no way.
Sam Sofer says no way. Says that Sam Sofer,
No, you misunderstood. It's not only if it doesn't have a God Tefach.
Even, he says, first of all,
he says, maybe Rashi and the Rasha, right? And if you look in the Sharat Sion, Sivkat Mem Hei, he quotes the Mishv Sozal Os Yod, who's Metzadet. Maybe the Rambam really like the Rosh in this respect when it comes to the strings. He thinks strings are a heter gomer. So it could be Rosh and the Rosh are correct.
Or it could be that the Rambam really agrees with Rosh and the Rosh anyway, even though the Rambam agrees with the riff that without a string, it's already stuck. Or without a string, if the guy is less than Tefa, it's Rabbanah, he admits a Tefa. So what if the Sam Sofer stay back? Says that Sam Sofer. And the Chazan Ish says the Chazan Sofer and the Chazan Ish. The Chazan Sofer is the main classic afro who just proved the note of Yehudi. And then Chazan Ish is the main modern day afro who really they fought Melchama against this note of Yehudi. What do they say? Say number one, Rashi and the Rush, which by the way, the note of Yehudi goes through and says, and Rashi never meant it, whatever I'm quoting the same. Says the Rush, I meant what everyone quoted in the name, but every other Rishon I interpret to mean like different. So everyone says all the Rishon are like that. Number two says that the Prima Gadin in Mishpat Zohar said Tabu Yod, Pirish Rambam, like the Rush. Ah, and what does that mean? The Machaber is like the Rush. Notice some parts of this part, that if there's just no guy Tefach Patar Bal Usher, that's in the Machaber. This implication that it would be guy Tefach would be Doraisa is in the Machaber. The part that you need to not have a guy Tefach and have a Nitzvah Mikach the Esmo to be Mutter is in the Machaber. The part that the Talis Fula, the string, also needs to not have a guy Tefach is not in the Machaber, only in the Mother Nechah. So the Gurudan says, who said the Rambam agrees with that? Maybe the Rambam holds that string is a trump card. There's a string, it's mutter, even if otherwise it would have been Doraisa. String was always mutter. So he says, maybe the Rambam disagreed with Rush and everything else, but when it comes to Chutim, the Rambam, the one Chumer that the Rambam never said, and that the Machaber never said, and the wrong sentence for him, is that a string only works if it doesn't have a God Tefa. Maybe the Rambam never meant that. Then you're left with only the riff. Okay. And number three, the main thing was, this ties into this. Who says it needs to be a God less than a Tefa for a string to work according to the riff? Maybe it just needs to be Drabbanan. And umbrellas are Drabbanan because you only open them for an hour. And we can go back and say, what do you mean? You open them for an hour, it's Doraisa. And you won't be Drabbanan, the string wouldn't help. But sadly, it's a long time, he's going to go back. Or he says, afilo lefi rit. All hell's mani is only usher mi drabanan. Because ohel drabanan is mutter al mishmutim. Okay, here's the machlokas. The note of says, an oil for an hour is doraisa according to the rit. And of course, Chutim wouldn't matter it. He says, Chutim are matter anything for the Rafi and the Rosh. Maybe even for the Ram, they're matter anything. And even for them, they're matter in the old Drabanan, which they're putting in front of him. Okay, the big back and forth here. Again, not the note who responded to Sam Sofer. The arguments get recycled. What? This is against the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, no.
No,
it is not against the Mishnah Berurah necessarily. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say one way or the other. What? Yes, but you have to read, but if you read that Mishnah Berurah in light of the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Lamed Ches, maybe that's only when you're making it for many days. Maybe all the Mishnah Berurah are only when you're making it for many days, but if you make it for an hour, he wouldn't have said any of this. Everything would be different. That's if you're leaving it for many days. That's what we say. Come on, obviously you don't need for an hour. How can we say that's less than the total of the event? You're leaving it for a week. Okay, back to my focus. That's this my focus. right? And then, if this is true, meaning that some sober is based on two assumptions. A temporary God, tefat the Rabbanan, unlike the Nevi Yehuda, and B, put them work for any Rabbanan, not just for one particular Tefat. Okay, that's some sofer. That's the base of his heter. Let's look at the other ones. How about the folding chair? How does the Nevi Yehuda get out of the folding chair? How does the Nevi Yehuda get out of the folding chair? An umbrella is for shelter. A folding chair is not. Come on. Oh, what's the one thorn in his side? The chuppah. The chuppah. Isn't a chuppah for shelter? So, what do you think he says? Yes, absolutely. So again, one second. He says two things. Kisei Traskal. So what does he answer? He gives one answer. He says, let me find the good line. He says, the MS, what does he say? Yes, okay. He says the Kisei Traskal is not for the Kisei Traskal is not meant for shade. Kisei Traskal is just for sitting on. It's just for sitting on. So what do you say here? No. Kisei Traskal is not a shelter. That's why it's mutter. It's just a chair. What about the chuppah? So the truth is that he does not deal explicitly. So he says, basically, Dr. Rashi, you see that Rashi thinks that whole line in the topic of Lemachesim and Aleph is not only about. Is not only about Ohel, it's also about Binyan B'Kelem, and the real Chiddush that is not Binyan B'Kelem. It's obvious that it's not an Ohel. The Chiddush that's not Binyan B'Kelem. He has been Nidchak to say that. Oh, what about the Chuppah? What can you say about the Chuppah? Maybe the Chuppah is only for Kavod. That's what all the Achronim say to the Nevi Yehuda. He says that, and you say no problem. Just say the Chuppah is only for Kavod. Who says the Chuppah is a shelter? It's just symbolic. It's not, I don't know why they open the Chuppah on Shabbos, right? Clearly not for a wedding. Can't do weddings on Shabbos. Why did they open the Chuppah on Shabbos? Maybe for Chas Torah. Maybe for some other. The truth is, some story probably answers this question. Speaking of it, it's actually asked some story. Of course, in the old days, their minute was that they, opened the chuppah over the chassan for his offerings. Whatever it may be.
You could also say they opened the chuppah, if it was too sunny or something. This is for kavod. Kisei Traskal has nothing to do with real offerings. Right? And that's why, now, it doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, by the daf, it's mutter because it's not a real ohel. Sounds like a chuppah is a real ohel, but still mutter. It's a dear king of Shemurah. The Nod Mihuda does not have to be bothered by that. But what is a real ohel for shelter that's mutter? The Ramban Hilfusuk. You can't disagree with the Ramban Hilfusuk. It means Nod Mihuda is not going to say, I'm going against the Ramban. The Ramban was about to guess. He ordered the Maris. Okay. He's not going to answer umbrellas if there are all of that. Right?
So certainly not being Marist only. So what about this? This Ramah is clearly a shelter. So the hat,
I think people clearly for hats for shelter. But the Ramah is clearly for shelter. We know what you did to protect you from rain.
That is like a classic Ohel. So how do you get out of that? One second. Did I? I spoke a little too soon. The Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha has another way out of the Kisei Traskel. The Bir Halacha has another way out of the Kisei Traskel. He says, isn't it like a Kisei Traskel? He says, no. There's another way out of the Kisei Traskel. This is one way. Which is the Noda Yehuda. Yes. The second way is the Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha, what's the Heter Kisei Traskel? That you're not doing anything, you're just unfolding. The Chuppah you were just unfolding. He says, but an umbrella, are you just unfolding an umbrella? He says, now, here I need someone to do the research. How did their umbrellas work, right? What are the language of the Mishnah Berurah? Listen, he says, the Enadom L'Kisei Traskel, interestingly, he seems to assume the Chuppah was for shelter. He doesn't say it's not Dom L'Kisei Traskel because Kisei Traskel is not for shelter. Why? It seems like he thinks the Chuppah was for shelter. He says, you're not doing anything with the folding chair. You're just unfolding what was folded and bunched up. That's not doing anything. So here you have to tie it with little ribbons after you stretch it out. Or you have to stretch it out and then make it taut with metal, with metal wires. So it doesn't collapse. The usher says, no, the Hector Kisei Traskel, all you have to do is unfold it. But here you're doing building. If it was unfolding, you're just unfolding. Over here, you have to tie it and put the wires in together. Now, here I'm a little misunderstood. What would Bir Halacha say about our umbrellas? Does that mean in his days you have to tie and put things in the umbrella?
But maybe our umbrellas, where all you have to do is go
and click it.
Would be okay. Or does he know clicking is more serious than unfolding?
It's not clear to me what he thinks about our umbrellas, that click. He makes it sound like it's a lot more than clicking. But so does that mean clicking or does that mean something more? Yeah,
I don't know. I wonder if these umbrellas were as easy as ours. Maybe someone could figure that out.
Anyway, Lamansa, it said to be all of a different svara. He says, please say Traskel and I'll add the kopa. You're just unfolding. But an umbrella? No, there you have to really, what do I say? You're not just unfolding it, you're really strengthening. You're really strengthening the form of the umbrella, right? And so therefore, maybe that's what the umbrella's working in the Kisei Traskel. It's real like building. Okay, let's go to one last. How about the Ramah? Now, says the Ramah, what about that Ramah?
So, very clever. The Rav Menachem Yitzchak Dayan Yitzchak Weiss, he used to be in England. He's no longer the best. It's a long time ago. He says, because in the case of the Sukkah, it's mutter because you don't need the space underneath. So what do you need the space underneath? You've got the rain over your head. He said, no, because here's the stock and here's the roof. You don't need the space between the stock and the roof. No one's going there. You don't need the space under the stock. So therefore, it's as if it's on the stock. And the bottom is going to affect.
So the stock that's already there. That's a very good clutter.
I think that's too clutter. The Noda Behuda gives two answers. Says the Noda Behuda, although I think that's one of the rational we care about so much. No? But you can't use that as the Ramah would only make equals since you're not.
I think it's speculate. But what if the Noda Behuda say over here, which we know that the Ramah will say what he says. Says the Noda Behuda, there's two reasons. He says, number one, maybe the difference is umbrella is worse than a retractable roof. The retractable roof is attached to the house. It's just part of the house. You're just closing the door of a house. The umbrella is not part of anything else. If it's part of something else, you could say, I'm just closing the door. The umbrella is a new space entirely. It's not part of anything. If it's not part of anything, you can't say, I'm just closing the door. You're making a new ohel. The svari that it's just like closing the door only works if it's attached to something else.
Now, that's not an answer to the cross, because it wasn't attached to anything else. Maybe that could be an answer.
Oh, I don't know. Says the Noda Behuda, he says, no, the hector is right. It's only on something that's attached to a pre-existing. Say, it's just the door of this house. Just like I can open that door. But the umbrella is a new ohel that didn't yet exist. Then there's no heter. There's no heter to unfold a new ohel. There's only a heter to unfold and it's a door of an existing ohel. But an umbrella is worse because it's a new structure. The heter of unfolding a door of the Ramah is only part of an existing structure, but not for a new structure. Interestingly, according to this far, there might be a difference between a handheld umbrella and a stroller umbrella. Stroller umbrella is part of the stroller. Right? You never saw an umbrella with like a stroller on it? A stroller with an umbrella on it? No? I had one when my kids were little, right?
Now they have
this thing. They have ones also, but for some reason they have the umbrella. I think so you can like tilt it like wherever the sun was.
The Lashonei says the Kiri meaning Ohel and Machpitzis.
That was his step the next line. I'm talking about the line before that. Read the line before that.
What kind of Osas Kulo?
Osas Kulo. You're making the whole thing from scratch. Okay. What's his second Svara? His second Svara is the Ramah was a god without Machpitzos. Maybe he would have been Machir who was a god with Machpitzos. An umbrella has a god with Machpitzos. It also goes down. He thinks that's still called Machpitzos.
Or the best thing thinks, wow.
You ever use an umbrella? It's like rain that goes down.
It's pretty flat. I mean, they go like
a flat umbrellas.
They are too very extreme ones.
Yeah, they're
pretty flat.
They still go down, Tefa.
No.
I'm being slow. Where does the Tefa? Which part of the walls? Which part is the. And I don't know exactly how this worked. But at the very least, really expensive umbrellas go down like a few tefachim.
Don't we say that has to be to a
That's when it comes to beds, maybe not when it comes to roofs that are made for shelter. Meaning, we usually don't think of these things as those things are on the floor anyway, right? So he says maybe the mitriya is more chomer. I thought thinking you might also might be able to say the beer hall, meaning when you crank down your roof, that might, although the Shlomo Zalman says no, when they crank down the roof, they were probably locked it in very well. They probably had lots of latches to lock it in, so maybe the beer hall is not counter. Okay, how about the hat? The hat is not really our sugya. He has many reasons why he doesn't think there's a heter of a hat. One of them is because a lot of Rishonim disagree with Rashi and think a hat is an ohel. Or he says because hats are much less rigid than umbrellas, and therefore they're not like a building. But umbrellas, right? If you have now, it depends on kind of hat. If you have a baseball hat, you can like flop that rim more than you can flop the umbrella when it's open.
So maybe the umbrella is harder than a hat. Or that's what he says, number one. That maybe Rashi's wrong and a hat is an ohel. Or number two, maybe that's because hats are not flexible and umbrellas are more rigid when you open them. Or because hats are purely horizontal, but the umbrella also goes downwards. It's also slanted. What?
A black hat is not purely horizontal.
So it depends what kind of hats Rashi was talking about, what kind of hats we're talking about. Or he says maybe Rashi only meant because you don't intend, when you put on the hat, you're not trying to make it ohel. Meaning it depends what kind of hat you're putting on. Interesting. What if you put on a baseball cap? Even when people put on a baseball cap, sometimes you're doing it to shield themselves from the sun, but sometimes not. I don't know. Why do people wear baseball caps?
The older door, like when they go outside.
I don't know why I wear a baseball cap. The only reason I wear a baseball cap is to keep my kippah from flying off. But anyway, so basically, we'll get to this soon, yeah, but basically, he says, that's the note of Yehudah. He says, one, Rabbi Tam Holy Kalrashi, and says it is Osir. Two, maybe Bekova. Eino miskaven leohel. Three, the kova is not kosher, is not as hard as an umbrella. And four, the kova eino mishupa, it's not slanted. It's only flat. So that's not so much like an ohel. But if it's only slanted, then it's more like an ohel because I have a top and a side. Okay, so that's easy to get out. Halakha l'maisa, how do we paskin about umbrellas? The Chasam Sofer and many others argued the Bir Halacha here clearly leans towards the Nodi Yehuda. What does it say? Many Achanah Ramachra, the Mechton Ladova, the Mavra Mordechai, the Chai Adam, and the Noda Behuda. He doesn't give as big a list as the of the Mekilim, and he says, and according to the Nodi Yehuda, the Shah of the Rift, it might be also Doris.
I think people say that's not the right Shah of the Rift. They'll be
awesome. That's the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. This is the lashon that scared everyone. Hoshishani le'isser skiba. Might be an isser skiba. Lamaisa, the note of Yehuda, whoa, seems to have scared a lot of people. The Chasam Sofer said, Pashat is wrong. Still sad. Reluctant, you know, don't make a fuss, but maybe he would advise you to be midas masidas be machmir. Interestingly, I'm not going to give you a list of achron on both sides. I will just give you the fascinating formulation, very rare formulation of the Shmir Shabbos Chasa. It was clearly influenced by the Noda Yehuda here. What did he say here? He says, "Gather Gadruk Doli Hadorosal for Amr Shein Leftach Material Shem Shiavu Shabbos VeYontif." The guy knew if they're open, he should use them. It was a gift that Gadola made. He's not convinced by the logic. So that's Yisrael established by Gedolim that we can't mess with. The Shmir Shabbos called Galut Tesvan. He didn't say it's Usher. It says, Gedder Gadol Gedoli Hadorosal for Omer She'en L'Toach Mitriah. And then he also adds, V'gam Him Psuchos in L'Shtamish Bahem, even with an Erev. Okay, you see, he's not comfortable with the Svara of the Noda Yehuda, because there's so many Tzadim L'Hakel, but L'Maisa, he's not willing to be Makel. Says the Chazan Ish. Chazan Ish has a very clever Akhra. After the whole thing, Divrei Noda Yehuda, Einam Es Yashvin. Noda Yehuda's dead wrong. Small, Makom Machalik, different than this in Kisei Traskel. Give me a break. All the Svaras are wrong, et cetera, et cetera. Says anything that's one piece that you just unfold is automatically mutter and nothing to talk about. But what does he say in the end? And he says, and I know the Noda Yehuda went through all these svaras and disagreed with them, but svaras are wrong. Maybe you could say it's Matakin Mah. What does he say? He says, however, the Gam, sorry, this printout is very bad. What does he say? He says, but nonetheless, it's Gorin Pirtza. If people, after 200 years, of saying that umbrellas are called Shabbos, if you take an umbrella on Shabbos, it would be a pirtza. Bari Ashu Kilam if they say in a B'nai Torah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this someplace. The Mishnah Berurah quotes by the strings.
Where does the Mishnah Berurah quote five strings about the B'nai Torah? Forty quoted it. Maybe. Okay, I can't find it. Now the Gemara says there is a place where they asher the kila, even though it's really mutter, because they weren't B'nai Torah. Says the Kazanesh, are we also kila in the chain of B'nai Torah? So what do we see? And when it comes to these things, it's up to the Chacham of each generation to see if you need to be machmir more than the din requires. Variadar muscle come like dorgeder, makamah pirza. Dorgeder is where the Shmir Shabbos that was lost from. And what does he add? Sorry, where's the Nod of Yehuda? Nun beis sifvav. But in the end, what does he say? That the Chachamim have the right to be go dorgeder when there's a pirza. And it's more chomer than an actual isser for the person to do on Shabbos, because it has to do with Klal Yisrael. Basically, what the Chacham is saying, yeah, hush that it's mutter, midina, but lemaisa, the gedolim asered it, and even though it's not usher because of melacha on Shabbos, it's usher because of hakirza and because of the get. And even though that's not such a real melachic logic, it can be more because, as you can imagine, if some guy from Vedra, some really from guy from Vedra goes and does something which no one really has any opinion about and is really full of Shabbos, that's an Avedra. But if someone goes out with an umbrella on Shabbos, which is really not full of Shabbos, but for 200 years being considered full of Shabbos, then that's making a Pirtza in Shabbos, and that's more Chomer. Right, the in a few places the Chazanish says, very recently, like he's not exaggerating or coming up with crazy as far as like some other people, place where it really makes a lot of common sense. God is willing to use common sense and say, even when I think something about the halacha, or when I can countenance some svara elu be'ilu that it's much about the halacha, it's usher because it's against Shabbos, right? The thing is, God is electricity on Shabbos. He says, even if you want to be makel using electricity on Shabbos, he's in Israel, he means it's still usher because it's a chilul Hashem. How could it be that Haredi Jews wake up Shabbos morning and see their lights on, their air conditioners on, and say, thank God for the chilonim working on Shabbos, otherwise it would be so bad. You can't wake up in the morning and say, I'm so happy I live in a Medina where the chilonim are mechallel Shabbos, and otherwise I wouldn't be comfortable. Okay, that might not be true nowadays when things are computerized and work automatically. In his days, there's a chiloni guy in Tel Aviv, no, probably in like Ashdod or someplace, shoveling coal into a furnace to make electricity for me. Okay, in any case, that's what he says here. Also, it might not be Chilul Shabbos, but it might be more chomer than Chilul Shabbos because it's a pirtza in the geder that we've had for 200 years. So basically, he's saying the Nod of Yehuda is wrong, but it's too late to go back. At this point, we started carrying umbrellas on Shabbos. It would be worse than Chilul Shabbos, prati, because it would be basically saying, oh, we don't really keep Shabbos anymore. We're not serious about it. And we just change our minds all the time. So then we might as well change our minds about everything. The eyes of the Hamonah. And therefore, he was Machmir Halacha L'maisa. Yeah, and that's why the Shemir Shabbos concludes that regardless of what you told the Halacha about umbrellas, L'maisa, no Orthodox Jew can ever use an umbrella on Shabbos because it's a piritza in Shemir Shabbos. Even if we could go back in time to the days of Nod Yehuda and convince him he's wrong, then it wouldn't have been a piritza. L'maisa, it's a piritza against the gender that did revolt. And he's main reasons. Although it's funny, he doesn't think they're good. The other people thought it was awesome. That's the wrong reason. Speaking of these 200 years, that's a good enough reason.
All of us ask you, why can't I use an umbrella on Shabbos? How would Rebbe respond to that?
I would respond that it's a locus, whether that's a problem of being an ohel or not, you are pulling up a roof over your head. And some acronyms say it's an ohel, other acronyms say it's not, but because there's such a strong minute to be much clearer. Therefore, even the Akronim who say it's not an Ohel admit that we have a strong minhag to be machmir and we can't find it. That's what I would
say.
Okay, that was the whole subject, but we're not going to revisit it now. Correct. The Chazanish thought it was Asr anyway. He says, even if you want to have a Svar Lahakel, you still can. And basically, what he says is the Isser of using electricity on Shabbos is much worse than the Isser of Maisa Shabbos. Because Maisa Shabbos just exerted Rabbanan in some cases for whatever reason we discussed at the time. This is mamish a national Chilul Hashem. Because what you're saying is that Haredim likes the fact
that Chilonim worked on Shabbos and wouldn't want them to keep Shabbos because then how about electricity? So yesh b'zamashu again nowadays. That's far is not really relevant anymore because anytime they work in the electric company on Shabbos, but they don't work on Shabbos to give you electricity. They work on Shabbos to fix problems that might come up. So it could be that if your electricity goes down and they have to fix something, the Chazanish Sfar could apply. But again, not really, because it's not like you built your lifestyle on this. It's an unpredictable occurrence. So nowadays, I think it would be very different. I told you the story, right? About electricity on Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos and many others are not using electricity on Shabbos. Why? The Chilonim run the electric company on Shabbos. It's because Netflix, because a lot of people depend on electricity or else they'll die. So I was always skeptical about that. But I'm like, come on, how many people really have electric devices or else they'll die and don't have a battery backup, right? An uninterruptible power supply. Until there's a friend of mine in Olam Schwartz, who had a very elderly mother who now was Seba Tova already a long time ago, went on to Gan Eden, living, who was with him, who was very sick at the time on oxygen. And there was a blackout in Olam Schwartz on Shabbos. And Vahara, and apparently not everyone has a backup battery supply. Not to mention the fact that I don't know if everyone's battery supply is the left. Funny, also the shul has a generator that automatically goes on and burns oil on Shabbos to make sure we have our air conditioning. But some people might have elderly people who will die without electricity on Shabbos, but not so prepared. And this guy, all he had was plugging it in. So what did he do when there's a blackout? He called the ambulance and they rushed her to the hospital Shabbos so she wouldn't die. Shabbos and fixing the electricity. So okay, from then on I was convinced that, you know, in any town there's one guy who's going to die without electricity. And even though he should have set it up with a battery backup just in case, but that's not the way the world works. Not everyone has a battery backup. So I didn't feel bad anymore when they fixed the electricity on Shabbos. Not that it happens all the time, but once they move. Okay, well, a lot of things we didn't get to yet. We didn't get to the end of the Nodiguda. How about carrying an umbrella that's already open? And we didn't get to, how about a stroller hood? How about a stroller umbrella? How about a garden umbrella? How about maybe that's all I can think of right now. But it's very late, so let's pick up with that on Tuesday. And then, so we'll finish this discussion. A, umbrella's already open. B, other things like umbrellas that aren't classic umbrellas, which you already notice. This svara would matter any umbrella that's already attached to something. It would only ask for a handheld umbrella. This svara would only matter a handheld umbrella, but this svara would only ask for a handheld umbrella, fascinatingly enough. So what do we do with all these cases? And finish up this makor sheet, hopefully. Yeah, Mirtz Hashem on Tuesday, or at least get as close as possible. Okay. What? Shabbos umbrellas. Oh, there's something called Shabbos umbrellas nowadays, right?
Yeah.